I was asking what you thought about the war, the boy said. He was frowning, looking at her with narrowed eyes, the sunlight sharp on his face. She looked at his broad, open face and wondered how old he was. Older than her? Younger? Did he feel like she did, wanting to be older, yearning to be treated as responsible? I don't understand. What do you mean? Think about it in what way? Well, the boy said, who's going to win? He looked annoyed. She suspected it had been very obvious that she hadn't been listening. She looked at Jace, but the old machine didn't say anything, and with no aura field, there was no way of telling what it was thinking or how it was feeling. Was it amused? Worried? She drank, gulping down the last of the cool drink. We are, of course, she said quickly, glancing from the boy to Jace. The boy shook his head. I'm not so sure, he said, rubbing his chin. I'm not so sure we have the will. The will, Fal said. Yes. The desire to fight. I think the Adirans are natural fighters. We aren't. I mean, look at us. He smiled, as though he was much older and thought himself much wiser than she, and he turned his head and waved his hand lazily toward the island, where the boats lay tilted against the sand. 50 or 60 meters away, Fal saw what looked like a man and woman coupling in the shallows under a small cliff. They were bobbing up and down, the woman's dark hands clasped round the man's lighter neck. Was that what the boy was being so urbane about? Good grief, the fascination of sex. No doubt it was great fun, but then how could people take it so seriously? Sometimes she felt a sneaking envy for the Adirans. They got over it. After a while it no longer mattered. They were dual hermaphrodites, each half of the couple impregnating the other, and each usually bearing twins. After one or occasionally two pregnancies and weanings, they changed from their fertile breeder stage to become warriors. Opinion was divided on whether they increased in intelligence or just underwent a personality alteration. Certainly, they became more cunning but less open-minded, more logical but less imaginative, more ruthless, less compassionate. They grew by another meter, their weight almost doubled, their keratinous covering became thicker and harder. Their muscles increased in bulk and density, and their internal organs altered to accommodate these power-increasing changes. At the same time, their bodies absorbed their reproductive organs, and they became sexless. All very linear, symmetrical and tidy, compared to the culture's pick-your-own approach. Yes, she could see why this gangly idiot sitting in front of her with his nervously superior smile would find the Adirans impressive. Young fool. This is... Fal was annoyed, enough to be a little stuck for words. This is just us now. We haven't evolved. We've changed a lot, changed ourselves a lot, but we haven't evolved at all since we were running around killing ourselves. I mean each other. She sucked her breath in, annoyed with herself now. The boy was smiling tolerantly at her. She felt herself blushing. We are still animals, she insisted. We're natural fighters just as much as the Adirans. Then how come they're winning? The boy smirked. They had a head start. We didn't begin properly preparing for war until the last moment. Warfare has become a way of life for them. We're not all that good at it yet, because it's been hundreds of generations since we had to do it. Don't worry, she told him, looking down at her empty glass and lowering her voice slightly. We're learning quite fast enough. Well, you wait and see, the boy said, nodding at her. I think we'll pull out of the war and let the Adirans get on with their expansion, or whatever you want to call it. The war's been sort of exciting, and it's made a change, but it's been nearly 4 years now, and... He waved one hand again. We haven't even won anything much yet. He laughed. All we keep doing is running away. Fal stood up quickly, turning away in case she started to cry. Oh, shit, the boy was saying to Jace. I suppose I've gone and said something now. Did she have a friend or a relation? She walked down the deck, limping a little as the newly healed leg started to hurt again with a distant, nagging ache. Don't worry, Jace was saying to the boy. Leave her alone and she'll be all right. She put her glass inside one of the dark, empty cabins of the yacht, then kept going, heading for the forward superstructure. She climbed up a ladder to the wheelhouse, then up another ladder to its roof, and sat there with her legs crossed. The recently broken leg hurt, but she ignored it, and looked out to sea. Far away, almost on the haze limit, a ridge of whiteness shimmered in the near still air. Fal and Gistra let out a long, sad breath, and wondered if the white shapes, probably only visible because they were high up in clearer air, were snowy mountaintops.